Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Ayin Beis. We are holding on the very top of daf Ayin Beis. This is the last daf of the fourth perek of Maseches Bava Basra. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas' mother, Golda Bas Simcha La Shalom. It's also sponsored by Daniel Sadin for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. It is also sponsored by the virtual Halacha program, Prepare for Yom HaDin by Mastering the Halachas of Rosh Hashanah in a comprehensive course under the auspices of Rav Nevin Sal Shlita. Visit vihalacha.com and use the coupon code DAFYOMI to get a 30% discount on the course. And it is also sponsored by Rabbi Jordan Arbach, Lizechus Rafua Shalema, for Henya Taiba Halel Bas Yafa Fredel, a young girl who had a very, very serious surgery yesterday. She should have a Rafua Shalema B'soch Shar Chole Yisrael. So what we're going to discuss today is essentially we're going to discuss whether Rabbi Shimon, who holds that the trees are included in the Hegdish, that when you're Makdish a field, that the trees are included, whether Rabbi Shimon can possibly be assuming like the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. So a lot of trying to align that. That's essentially all of Amud Aleph. Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss whether the Braisa about Pidyon Hegdish follows the Shita of Rabbi Shimon or not. And that discussion will take us almost to the end of the daf and the end of the perek. We had learned in the Mishnah that if someone is Makdish a field, he's Makdish as Kula, and Rabbi Shimon says, no, you're only Makdish the Chorav Amorkov and the Sadan Ashikma. So the Gemara is going to explain that Rabbi Shimon himself holds that even the Chorav and the Shikma are not really included in your Hegdish, because you're really Makdish only Ba'ayin Ra'a. When he said that you're Makdish the Chorav and the Shikma, he was saying the Divrei Derabban. That's going to be the Gemara's conclusion. So the Gemara is then going to add at the very end of the Perek the Shita of Reish Lakish with regard to that statement of Rabbi Shimon. So it's really, I guess if you have to summarize, it's all about Shitas Rabbi Shimon today. What exactly is Shitas Rabbi Shimon, the Shita of Rabbi Shimon that we learned yesterday, where Rabbi Shimon had said at the end of the Mishnah that HaMakdish HaSasada Lo Hikdish Ela Esacharav Amorkav VeSadan HaShikma, that he does not include the bar, the gas, the shovach in his hegdash, but he does include those very mature and chashava trees in the hegdash. So it's all about the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. So picking up from the very top of Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, Umi Matzos Mukmila Rabbi Shimon k'Rabbi Akiva. Is it possible to really say that Rabbi Shimon follows the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, that he holds that if you're Makdish, it's Ba'ayin Yafa who Makdish? Rabbi Akiva is one that says that everything's Ba'ayin Yafa. So does Rabbi Shimon also hold that when you're Makdish something, it's Ba'ayin Yafa? V'atanya, but we have a Braisa, Hikdish Shlosha Ilanos, that if a person is Makdish three trees, in a way that they're, where the trees are planted in a way that they're spaced properly apart so that they're all yonek from the entirety of the karka, and they're not too stuffed together nor are they too spread out, mimatas are the besa'a, and that means that the distance between the trees is that 10 such trees would fit in a piece of karka that is 50 amos by 50 amos. That's the ideal spacing of trees in karka, 10 trees in an area of 50 amos by 50 amos. Hare hikdish sakarka. So these three trees become a sada ilan, and therefore if you're makdish three perfectly spaced trees from each other, we assume that you're being makdish the karka in between them as well, because that's the amount of land that you need for these trees to be yonek. And if there happen to be some smaller trees, some saplings that are in between them, you're makdish that as well. That's also included in the hektish. Now, since you're makdish karka together with these trees, leficha kshu poda, when you go and you try to be poda them from hektish, you don't need to be poda the trees based on their own value, but rather poda, you're only poda the karka based on the Torah's assigned value. Meaning the Torah tells us that if you're makdish karka, the way to be poda that karka is with X amount of money, regardless of its actual value. So if I'm makdish trees, the Torah doesn't have any special din about trees. So if I want to be poda, I have to be poda based on how much it's actually worth, market value. But the Torah does have a specific assigned value for karka that I was makdish, and I want to be poda. So since when I'm makdish these trees that are perfectly spaced apart from each other, I'm really makdish the entire field, I'm really makdish the karka, so when I'm poda them as karka, not as trees. And what is that amount? It's beis zerach chomer saorim, karka that can grow that you can plant a core of saorim bechamishim shekel kesef. The assigned value in the Torah, it's like arachim that have an assigned value where we don't look at the actual value. The assigned value in the Torah to be poda, this karka is 50 shekel kesef. And when I am poda that karka, I'm poda all the trees along with that karka. Now that amount of chamishim shekel kesef, the Rashbam points out, presumes that this is all happening immediately, that you're makdish the karka, that's the size of the base core, immediately after Yovel. So you have 49 years until the following Yovel. But if the amount of years until the following Yovel is less, so we lessen the amount accordingly, right? It's all based on the ratio of how many years you have left to Yovel. But if the trees are planted very tightly together and it's pachos mikan, and the distance between them is less than the planting of 10 trees, in a beis sa'ah, yosar al kan, or they're more spread out and they're planted in a way where 10 trees are taking up a much larger than beis sa'ah size of karka. Oh, Sheikh Tishon Bizar Chazet, or even if they're perfectly spaced, but you were not makdish them simultaneously. You were makdish one tree, then some later time the next tree, and then the next tree. So in all those cases, we do not view this as a sadeh ha'ilan, we view this as trees. Hareza lo hikdish lo akarka v'los ilan shebineim. You were not makdish the karka then, nor were you makdish any smaller trees that might be in between these trees. All you were makdish was these trees. And therefore, if you're going to be poda to these trees, or when you're going to be poda to these trees, you're poda to them for what they're actually worth, for the actual value of the trees. Now, why is it that if they're too packed, tightly packed, or they're too spread out, or it's zeh achar zeh, why is it that we assume that there's no that you had no intention to be makdish the karka between them? So if they were very tzafuf, if they were very tightly packed together, it's not a stei ilan, it's what we call a ya'ar, the Rashbam points out. And ultimately, a ya'ar, the assumption is you're going to start pulling some of those trees out, because you don't want a forest. A forest is not healthy for you. You need trees that are going to be able to produce, and if they're all over each other, they're not going to be able to produce. So the assumption is that you're going to uproot some of those trees, and therefore it's clear that you're not intending to be makdish the karka between them. If the trees are too spaced apart from each other, they're too far apart from each other, so then you don't need all of that karka for the unika of those trees. So it's as if you're makdish one tree that's not makdish the karka with it, because one tree has no relationship with the other tree, and anytime you're makdish a tree, you're just makdish the tree. So it's like an individual tree. We don't view it as a sada of ilanos. When you're makdish them one after the other, so we assume that you never had the das to be makdish the karka. Because when do you have the das to be makdish karka? If I'm being makdish a stay ilanos. But if each time I'm being makdish, all I'm being makdish is one tree, so I'm not being makdish anything more than that. So that is the brisa, that if you're makdish three trees that are perfectly spaced from each other, so we assume you're makdish the karka between them, you're makdish the small ilanos between them, but if they're either more densely packed or more spaced out between them, or you're makdish one after the other, then you're only makdish the trees. Veloed, and not only that, that if you're makdish only three trees, one after the other, and you're not makdish the karka after them, that when you're poda the trees, you should just be poda the trees at their value. Ela afilu hikdishas ilanos v'chazer v'hikdishas karka. Not only that, even if you first makdish the trees one after the other. Tree number one, then a week later tree number two, a week later tree number three. And then you went and you were makdish the karka that they're yonik from, and they're perfectly spaced. So at the end of the day, the karka, the trees, the whole field is hagdish, and the trees are perfectly spaced. So kshupoda podis ilanus b'shaven. Still, when you want to be podit, you're not podit the whole thing just as one piece of karka based on the assigned value in the Torah. When you're podit, you're podit the trees for what they're worth. And then when you want to be podit the karka, you're podit the karka based on the Torah's assigned value for how you're supposed to be podit karka. So now, that's the brisa. So says Gemara, let's analyze money. Who is this brisa following? Meaning that if you were not makdish the three trees all at the same time, perfectly spaced, that the way to be pulled to them is at their actual value. So it sounds like even the space where the trees are taking, even the space that the trees are taking up, are not hukdash together with the trees. The assumption of this price seems to be that when you're makdish trees, it's ba'ayin ra'ahu makdish, because why on earth would you be makdish, no pun intended, on earth, why would you be makdish the trees, and only the trees, and not any karka underneath them? Must be that the assumption is that it's all ba'ayin Ra'a. So, Rabbi Akiva, if this price is assuming like Rabbi Akiva, well, that can't be. Ha'amar mocher, ba'ein yafa mocher. Rabbi Akiva holds that when you sell something, you're even selling it with the spirit of generosity. And therefore, if someone were to buy two trees, he'd be buying karka as well. So, v'kolshken makdish, so all the more so, when you're makdish. Remember we said when we learned the Mishnah that there are like three categories. There's no sein, and no sein is for sure ba'ein yafa. There's mocher, where you have this machlokas tanoim, whether it's bayin yaf or bayin ra, and then in between you have makdish. Makdish isn't quite no sin, but it's not quite mocher either. So there's much more reason to, on the sliding scale of ayin yafa, no sin is the most ayin yafa, mocher is the least ayin yafa. So if Rabbi Akiva is going to hold that even a mocher is ba'ayin yafa mocher, then for sure he's going to hold makdish is ba'ayin yafa, that one is being makdish. So it turns out that if a person is makdish two trees or three, one after the other, he is makdish at least the space that the trees are taking up, at least the karka underneath those trees, and therefore he should not be pulled to the trees based on exactly what they're worth. He should be pulled to the karka that the trees are on, and the trees should become padoi agav the karka that you're pulled at. The ira, so it can't be like Rabbi Akiva, because the brisa says that you're pulled to the trees bishavim. Rabbi Akiva would have said as soon as you're makdish the trees, you're being makdish karka as well. And I Rabbanan, if you're going to say that this price is going like the Rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Akiva, ha'amri mocher hu debayin ra'a mocher. Well, wait. Granted, the Rabbanan say that things are ba'ayin ra'a, but that's only when you're mocher that it's ba'ayin ra'a. Aval makdish? Ba'ayin yafa makdish. But even the Rabbanan would be moda that if a person is makdish, he's doing so ba'ayin yafa. And it turns out that even l'shitas ha'Rabbanan, the karka is hukdash, even if you're only makdish two trees. And not the way the brisa said, where if you're makdish only two trees, that it's only the trees and not the karka. Elapshita, Rabbi Shimon, that leaves us with only one shita in Tanaim, unaccounted for, that could be the author of this brisa. This brisa must be assuming like the shita of Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon is the one that said in yesterday's daf that hektish and mechira are the same. In that, if you're mocher or makdish a field, the bar, the dos, the shovach are not included. They're both ba'ayin ra'a. So over here, he's coming to tell me, not only that, but if you're makdish shnei ilanos, it's also ba'ayin ra'a. You're not being makdish karka with it. Just like if you're makdish a field, you're not being makdish the bar, the dos, the shovach, so too, if you're makdish a tree, you're not being makdish karka with it. So far we've established that we have this brisa that tells us that if you're makdish perfectly spaced trees in a karka at the same time, then we assume you're being makdish the karka with it. But anything short of that, if they're not perfectly spaced or they're not at the same time, then there is zero karka that you're being makdish with it. Not even the karka that it's on. Zero karka that you're being makdish with it. We said that can't be going like Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva holds ba'ayin yafa hu makdish. It can't be going like the Rabbanan, because even though the Rabbanan say ba'ayin ra hu mocher, but they think ba'ayin yafa hu makdish. So it can only be Rabbi Shimon. Only Rabbi Shimon could be the author of this brisa. Okay, but Rabbi Shimon was a Talmud of his Rebbeim. Rabbi Shimon, Aliba Daman, which of his Rebbeim is Rabbi Shimon holding like? Right? We, Rashbam points out, we know Rabbi Shimon was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. That's the famous story in Yevamos, that after the 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died, the 12,000 pairs of Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died, Rabbi Akiva went to Rabbi Seinu Shebedarim. Rabbi Akiva rebuilt the entirety of Torah Shebal Peh by teaching Rabbi Seinu Shebedarim, who became the teachers of all of Torah Shebal Peh. He taught Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Nechemia. So we know who Rabbi Shimon's Rebbeim are. So who's Rabbi Shimon following? Ialibid Rabbi Akiva, if Rabbi Shimon is talking within Shitas Rabbi Akiva, Ha'amar Mocher Bayin Yafa Mocher V'Kol Shkein Makdash. Doesn't work, because Rabbi Akiva holds everything's Bayin Yafa. So even if you're Mocher, you're Bayin Yafa. So as we just said, of course if you're going to be Makdash, it's going to be Bayin Yafa. Now, it could be, the Yad Rabbah points out, it's even though it's possible to say that Rabbi Shimon treats Hegdish like Mocher, but even by Mocher, who would he be holding like? Because, I mean, that's the Gemara's point, that even if you want to say that Hegdish is not the same as Nosein, that Hegdish is the same as Mocher, Rabbi Akiva holds even by Mocher, it's Bayin Yafa Mocher. So if Rabbi Shimon is trying to follow the Shita of his Rebbe, of Rabbi Akiva, then he should have held the whole thing as Bayin Yafa. So you are including Karka with it. El Pshita, Alibit Rabbanan. It must be that Rabbi Shimon is assuming like the sheet of the Rabbanan that hold that Mocher is Ba'ayin Ra'a. Now, the Rabbanan themselves say, yes, Mocher is Ba'ayin Ra'a, but Makdish is Ba'ayin Yafa, but V'kasav Rabbi Shimon, Ki'echi D'mocher Ba'ayin Ra'a Mocher, Makdish Nami, Ba'ayin Ra'a Makdish, U'mishayir Ara, that Rabbi Shimon says, I'm within the sheet of the Rabbanan with a slight adjustment. The Rabbanan hold that there's such a thing as Ayin Ra'a by a Mechira. The Rabbanan think that when it comes to Makdish, which is, again, everyone agrees by no saying it's Ayin Yafa. By Mechira, the Rabbanan hold it's Ayin Ra'a. What about the in-between case? What about Makdish? So the Rabbanan will say, oh, Makdish, that's by Ayin Yafa. That's like no saying. Rabbi Shimon says, no. Makdish is like Mocher. And just like Mocher is by Ayin Ra'a, so too Makdish is by Ayin Ra'a. And that's why, if you're Makdish a tree, we do not make any automatic presumption that you're being Makdish Karka as well. So that's Rabbi Shimon following the Shita of the Rabbanan. Why are we mentioning all this? Because it seems that it's clear in this Braisa that the Gemara's Teretz on the end of yesterday's Daf the Kasha on Rafuna is now incorrect. What was the Teretz? What was the Kasha? What was everything? We can't be expected to remember everything from yesterday's Daf with confusing details of names and this and that. That Rabbi Shimon said that Charev and Shikma are Yonik from Karka of Hegdish. We said Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Akiva that Makdish Ba'ein Yafa, because this Braisa is Muchach that Rabbi Shimon does not hold like Rabbi Akiva, meaning in the Teretz on Rafuna's on the Kasha on Rafuna, we had said yesterday, oh, Rabbi Shimon's following the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, but we in our Mishnah, because in the Mishnah Rabbi Shimon had said back on Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, Rabbi Shimon is the one that said that if that a Makdish is a Sada, lo Hikdish Ela is a Charev Amurkav is Sada Nashikma, that if you Makdish the field, you're being Makdish the mature trees of the field. And we assume, because when you're the Gemara had said in yesterday's daf at the very end that Rabbi Shimon do Amar Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Shimon assumes like Rabbi Akiva, and that if you're Makdish and you're leaving and you keep trees for yourself, you're not really being Mishayer any Karka for yourself. And therefore, those trees are being yonek from karka of Hegdish. So that statement that Rabbi Shimon, who holds that Charev and Shikma that you keep for yourself are being yonek from karka of Hegdish, assumes like the sheet of Rabbi Akiva that Makdish is Ba'ayin Yafahu Makdish. But in this price, you see that Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold that way. He holds like the Rabbanan. And therefore, the Kasha and Rafuna returns. How can Rafuna say that a Mocher that leaves trees for himself is leaving over Karka for himself as well, so that those trees could be Yonik from the Karka? According to him, it turns out that Rabbi Shimon, who compares Makdish to a Mocher, will hold that when you're makdish and you leave some trees for yourself, you're being mishayer some karka for the yanika as well, that you're leaving over some karka for yourself as well. So how come Rabbi Shimon says that a charev and a shikma that you left over are yonik from karka of hagdish? L'chora, we should say that that charev and shikma are being yonik from your own karka, because if you're going to hold that when you're makdish trees, you're not when you're makdish karka and you leave trees for yourself, that you're also leaving karka for yourself. So it's not being yonik from karka of hagdish; it's being yonik from your very own karka. So therefore, the Gemara. That's problem number one with what we said yesterday. That once we have this brisa that shows us that Rabbi Shimon follows the sheet of the Rabbanan, the Pa'ain Ra'a, and it's really more than that. Follows the sheet of the Rabban and the Ba'in Rahu Mocher, and then extends it to Makdish, and holds the Ba'in Rahu Makdish. How could we reconcile that with what we said yesterday, which is that Rabbi Shimon follows the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, that everything is Ba'in Yafa, where Rabbi Shimon had said that that if you're Makdish Karka and you leave trees for yourself, that it's going to be Yonik from the Karka of Hekdish, that you're not leaving the land for yourself. So the Ela Kasha, but says Gemara, and not only that, before we ask on this Teretz within the sheet of Rafuna, before we ask on the Teretz that we gave to the Kasha and Rafuna, we have a more fundamental question. We have a Stira in Rabbi Shimon himself. This brisa that we started today's daf with, that we said, oh, this brisa can only be going like Rabbi Shimon. And it said in this brisa that if you're makdish two trees, or if you're makdish three trees, one after the other, consecutively but not simultaneously, that you're not being makdish the karka that's underneath those trees. Because by in ra'ahu makdish, you're being makdish in the most stingy way possible. But we had a brisa in yesterday's daf that Rabbi Shimon said that if you leave, when you're makdish land and you leave a charev and a shikma for yourself, the charev and the shikma become kadosh anyway, hol v'yonkin mistei hegdish, because they are yonik from the field of hegdish. Sounds like you're not leaving karka for yourself. Why? Because if you were makdish that karka, it was ba'ayin yafa. So even though you were leaving trees for yourself, you were not leaving any karka for yourself. So it's a steer in Rabbi Shimon that this brisa that we quoted today, Rabbi Shimon assumes that makdish is ba'ayin ra'a. But in yesterday's brisa, Rabbi Shimon assumed makdish is ba'ayin yafa. And therefore, if you're makdish the land and you keep trees for yourself, you kept no land for yourself. All the land is hektish because makdish is ba'ayin yafa. So it's a blatant steer within Rabbi Shimon anyway. So the Gemara says there must be another way to explain Rabbi Shimon from yesterday's daf about that charev and the shikma. And based on that, we'll be able to answer this stira within Rabbi Shimon and also the kasha on Rav Huna. Ella Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Shimon that said that that when you're makdish that you're only makdish the charev and the shikma in our Mishnah, when Rabbi Shimon said again in the Mishnah on daf ayin aleph amud aleph that a makdish as hasada lo hikdish ella as a charev amorkav hasada shikma, you're not makdish the bar, the dust, the shavach, you're only makdish the trees, because so that Rabbi Shimon is not really a reflection of the shita of Rabbi Shimon himself. It was Rabbi Shimon saying within the shita of the Rabbanan who disagree with him and hold that he's saying as follows: Lididi, according to me, kiyechi democher bayin ra mocher makdish nami bayin ra makdish. My shita is as we saw in the brisa that started today's daf, that everything's ayin ra, that just like when you're mocher, it's bayin ra hu mocher, which you the Rabbanan agree to. I hold that when you're makdish, it's also bayin ra v'shira mishair, and therefore even in whatever you're being makdish, you're leaving yourself whatever it is that you're going to need. So since you were not makdish the charev and the shikma, meaning if you were makdish karka but you left for yourself a charev and a shikma, so you left for yourself the karka that charev and shikma is going to require as well. But lididchu, but according to you, that someone who's makdish does so ba'in yafa, odu limi, at least be moded to me, to lo higdish ella charev amorka v'sadana shikma, that you're not makdish with the field anything other than the charev amorka and the sadana shikma, because you're doing it with an ayin yafa, you're not going to be mishayer the karka that they're yonik from. So since it turns out that they're yonik from hegdish, Therefore, they're getting they too become hekdish. But don't say that the ayin yafa is so extreme that it includes in the hekdish even the bar, the gas, the shovach, and all that, which is not included in the field, because you certainly are not going to be makdish more than you're saying that you're being makdish. So why is it that you hold that that you have such a generous ayin yafa that it even includes the bar and the gas when you're being makdish? And the Rabbanan say, well, we don't see a difference between the bar, the gas, the shovach on the one hand versus the charev and the shikma on the other hand. And therefore, we're not moved at all by your argument. According to the Rabbanan, someone who's makdish is always doing so by ayin yafa. What do we mean, ayin yafa? Ki'ilu is being nosin matana, the full ayin yafa. And he intends to be makdish everything in the field, even things that have very minimal shaychus to the field. Ooh, so according to this teretz, it turns out that we could explain Rav Huna based on the way the Gemara initially wanted to explain Rav Huna on Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. That which Rav Huna said, that someone who sells karka and leaves two trees for himself is being Meshayer karka that's underneath those trees, is correct even according to the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. Because now we explain that Rabbi Shimon himself holds that Makdish is Ba'ein Ra Makdish, and he's leaving karka for himself, and the Charev and the Shikma are not being Yonik from the field of Hagdish. So you don't need to say that Rabbi Shimon is going like Rabbi Akiva and Rav Huna is going like the Rabbanan. So Rabbi Akiva could be all in on Ayin Yafa, because we don't have to say that Rabbi Shimon in any way is following the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. So that's the discussion about Rabbi Shimon from yesterday based on the Kasha on Rav Huna. So now the Gemara says, okay, now let's just look at what we learned in today's daf. We learned in today's daf at the very beginning, we learned this Braisa that told us about Pidyon Hagdish, that when you're Makdish a field, if you're Makdish three trees that are perfectly spaced all at the same time, so then it's considered as if you were Makdish the whole field, and you follow the dinim of Pidyon of a field. So but if you're Makdish them one after the other, or you're Makdish poorly spaced trees, then it's only the trees and not the field. So B'mayu Kimtala, we said in that din, in the Braisa, that if you're Makdish two trees or three, one after the other, that Karka is not included. So we said Rabbi Shimon, that's going like Rabbi Shimon. But the problem is, Ema Seifa, the Seifa of that very same Braisa then goes on to say, V'lo od, Ella afilu hikdish ase ilanos, v'chazer v'hikdish ase karka. The Seifa of that Braisa went on to say, not only that, even if you're Makdish, the trees are perfectly spaced apart from each other. So they're Yonik 100% perfectly from that karka, and you were makdish the trees, and then you were makdish the trees one at a time, and then you were makdish the karka. Kishu poda podesi lanos bishav yayen v'chazer poda beisar chomer sa'or b'chamishim shekel kasef. The sefer of the Bryce said, when you're poda the trees, you don't just view it as a big field, and therefore you're poda based on the assigned value in the Torah. You're poda the trees for what they're actually worth, and then you're poda the karka for the assigned value in the Torah, because the trees and the karka did not become hegdish at the same time, so they're viewed as two separate elements of hegdish. V'i Rabbi Shimon, and therefore, if this Braisa is going like the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, why is it considered to be two separate hekdeshos? Lezel basa pidyon. We should follow the time of the pidyon. And at the time of the pidyon, the karka and the trees are all kadosh, and it's all called the steilon. Meaning, if someone were to ask, what does hekdesh own? The answer would be, all of it, the entire field. So if Hekdesh owns the entire field, so when you're being poda, shouldn't you follow the assigned value of the Torah to be poda Hekdesh field? V'nifraku agavarayu. So the trees should be automatically nifta agav the karka, following the assigned value in the Torah. Why is it that you have to be poda the field separately, and you have to be poda the trees separately? So dashamina le the Rabbi Shimon dazel basar pidyon, because Rabbi Shimon happens to be of the opinion that we always look at the time of Pidyon, not at the time of Hekdesh. Meaning what the Braisa is setting up in the Sefer is a unique situation. At the time of Hekdesh, the trees were independent of the karka, because you were makdish one tree at a time, and then separately you were makdish the karka. So if you were going to look at the time of Hekdesh, yeah, you'd be poda the trees for what they're worth, and you'd be poda the karka for the assigned value in the Torah. But if you look at the time of Pidyon, when you come to be Pidyon, it's all Kadosh. It all belongs to Ekdish. So it's just one big field. So therefore, if you're going to look at things based on from the perspective of the time of Pidyon, you should just view it as a regular Sada Ekdish that has an assigned value in the Torah. And therefore, as soon as you're Pidyon the field, the trees should become Nifta along with the field. Rabbi Shimon, and we know that Rabbi Shimon looks at the time of Pidyon, not at the time of Hekdesh. Where do we know that? That Rabbi Shimon follows the time of Pidyon? Titania, we have a brisa that discusses Hekdesh in a particular situation. If it's like Hekdesh of a steachuza, a sada that a person yarshins, that you pod the based on bezara chomer sorim b'chamishim shakl kasef, or does it have a din of Hekdesh of a ste mikne, which you pod the b'shavya? Meaning this din that we keep on saying that there's an assigned value in the Torah to how to be pod the Hekdesh, that's not true of all fields, right? That's only true of a steachuza. That if you have a field that you yarshin, that's been an heirloom in your family, and then you were makdish it, so then there's a din of pidyon of chamishim shekel kesef based on a chomer sorim for a chamishim shekel kesef. That's assigned in the Torah. But if I buy a field and then I makdish it, then if I want to be poded, I'm poded for whatever its market value is. Right, I'm not poded based on the value in the Torah. So what happens if you have a combination of the two? What if I bought a field, but I bought it from my father? So it's a field that's a Yerusha in my family. So in that sense, it's a stei achuza, but it's also a stei mikne. It's also a field that I bought because I didn't yarshin it from my father. I bought it from my father. I wanted an advance on the Yerusha, right? So minayin lokeach sada me'av v'kedisha. How do I know that if a person buys a field from his father, right? Sometimes you have a person who wants to own an apartment in Eretz Yisrael for Yom Tov Sheni reasons, let's say. But his parents own the apartment, he doesn't own the apartment, so his parents don't care who's the official title, so they'll sell it to him for $1. So he bought the Yerusha. He was going to yarshin it anyway. But he bought the Yerusha before it came time. If his parents were living for decades longer, I may have asked him, it was going to be his Yerusha, it will be his Yerusha, but it doesn't have to be now anymore because he bought it for $1. So how do I know minayin lokeach sada me'aviv v'hikdisha, and then you're makdish the field that you bought from your father, v'achar kach meis aviv, and then the father dies. So the son yarshins whatever the father owned anyway, minayin shetei lefan of kistei achuza. How do I know we treat that with the dinim of a stei achuza, that the halacha is that your poda based on base zara chomer sa'orim b'chamishim shakl kesef, and not like a stei mikne, where the halacha is that you're supposed to be poda at its actual value. So tamalomar v'im estei mikna so asher lo mi stei achuza so. The pasuk introduces the parsha by telling us if it's a sada mikna that is not a stei achuza. Oh, that implies that the only time you have a din of stei mikna is sada she'in ru'uya li'stei achuza. It has to be decidedly not a stei achuza. But a field that's ro'i to be your stei achuza, because it's something that you would have yashin from your father anyway, yatzazu she'ru'uya li'stei achuza, this field that you purchased from the father, and then the father died, and that's ro'i to be a stei achuza, so that's going to have a dinim of a stei achuza. Div Rabbi Yudah v'Rabbi Shimon. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, no, the pasuk is not telling me that if you're makdish the field before the father dies, that it has a din of stei achuza. No, what the pasuk is telling me is the following. Minayin lokech sada me'aviv. The case starts the same. You bought a field from your father. A man buys a field from his father. Umeis aviv. And the father, this man's father, dies. V'achar kach hikdish. And then he's makdish the field after dad dies. So minayin shetei lefan of kistei achuza. That's what the pasuk is telling me. How do I know that when you're poed to that field, you treat it like a stei achuza? Tamalomar v'im estei miknaso asher lo mi stei achuza so sada she'eno stei achuza. That if the field is a stei mikne, which is not a stei achuza, which tells me that if at the time you were makdish it was not a stei achuza, then it has a din of a stei mikne. But yatzazo shehi stei achuza, as opposed to this one, by the time you were makdish it was already a stei achuza, because dad had died already by the time you were makdish it. So the machlokas tanoim is, what happens if you were makdish it at a time where dad was still alive, but you pulled it at a time when dad is dead? So the Rabbi Shimon held, I don't care that dad was alive at the time you were makdish it. When it comes to dinim of pidyon, we look at the time of the pidyon. We look at when you're being poed to the field. And when you're being poed to the field, it was already your Yerusha, because dad was already dead. That was Rabbi Shimon's shita. It was only the shita of Rabbi Meir who had said, no, you have to look at what was going on when you were makdish the field, not what was going on when you're being poed to the field. So vila Rabbi Yehuda of Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, who disagreed with Rabbi Meir, hold, hecha de meis aviv acharka chiktisha lo tzrich yikra, that if the father died and then you were makdish it, then you don't need a pasuk to tell me that it's a stei achuza. Of course that's a stei achuza. You know when I need a pasuk telling me it's a seyachuza? Hecha diktisha v'achar kach meis aviv. If the son was makdish the field and then dad died. So minaluhu, how do I know that if the son is makdish the field while the father's alive and then dad dies, that it has a din of seyachuza? Ime haikra, if they learn from that pasuk, emelechid Rabbi Meir u'da'asa. How do they know that not to darshan the pasuk like Rabbi Meir? Elalav mishum da'azli basa pidyon. It must be that it's a principle that we always follow the pidyon. And since they hold that we always follow the pidyon, that's how they arrived at that conclusion, that if at the time of the pidyon, the field was a steyachuza, it's treated as a steyachuza. Ooh, so now, since you see in this brisa that Rabbi Shimon says you follow the pidyon, now we have a kasha. The brisa that we started today's daf with said that if you're makdish one tree, and then another tree, and then another tree, and then you're makdish the whole field that the tree is in, you should be poed to the tree separately and the field separately. But wait, if that brisa is going like Rabbi Shimon should say, no, at the time of the pidyon, it's a giant field with trees, and therefore you should be poed it as a field, not the tree separately. We should follow the shas pidyon. So if we're going to attribute the brisa we started today's daf with to Rabbi Shimon, we run into trouble with this brisa about stei achuza, because apparently in this brisa, Rabbi Shimon says we follow shas pidyon. So the Gemara rejects the raya from the brisa that Rabbi Shimon always follows shas pidyon, and therefore it's not going to be a kasha. How do we reject the raya from the brisa? It could be that Rabbi Shimon really generally does not follow shas pidyon. Specifically by the din of stei achuza, they found a pasuk, and the pasuk was telling them to treat it like a stei achuza. Imkain, if that's the case, like the sheet of Rav Meir, that only if you're makdish it after the father died, that the halacha is like it's a stei achuza, meaning the way Rabbi Shimon would respond is if Rav Meir were really right, that it only would have a din of stei achuza if you were makdish it after the father died, lichtov kra, the imestay miknaso asher lo achuzaso inami, or it could say stay achuzaso asher lo stay achuzaso, and that would have been enough to tell me that if at the time that you were makdashit it was also stay achuza, then it doesn't have a din of stay mikna. My asher lo mistay achuzaso, what's the lashon of mistay front, which sounds like part of the field, miktsa sada, and the pasuk is telling me it's a special pasuk that's telling me that only that which could never possibly be a stei achuza is treated like a stei mikna. Yatzazu sheru'uya liostei achuza. The dafka by the din of stei achuza, we follow shas pidyon because it's a gzeres hakasuv that any field that's ra'ui to be a stei achuza is treated as such. Now, once we had mentioned in the brisa that if you makdish three trees at one time, you're makdish the karka with them as well. So the Gemara brings a memra of Rav Huna that's shaykh to that, and adds another memra similar to that from Rav Huna as well. So we said that if you sell a field, you do not sell the charva morkav and the sadana shikma in that field, even if you say hiva kol masha betocha, because they're considered like their own independent entities. So I'm Rav Huna charva morkav and sadana shikma. Toras ilan alav, Toras karka alav. It has both dinim of trees and dinim of karka. Toras ilan alav deyichda akdish ozabin shnei ilanos v'hai yesh lo karka. That it has a din of an ilan. In that, if you're makdish two regular trees, and together with those two regular trees, this very fancy tree, this very mature tree, so the kona gets the karka that these trees need to be yonik from as well. Just like if you're kona three trees, Torah's karka love the lomiz davin agavara, but it has a din of karka, in that it doesn't get schlepped along with the sale of the land. V'omer Rav Huna, and Rav Huna also says that omer sheish bo sasayim, if you have a bundle of grain that has two of Tavua, Torah Omer Love and Torah's Gadish Love. It has a din of Omer and a din of Gadish. Torah Omer Love, Dishnei Omrim, Shikha, that if two such bundles are forgotten in the field, it would have a din of Shikha where you're not allowed to go back and collect it, you have to leave it for Aniyim. Shnayim, Vihu, but two other bundles and this one that's Sasayim, Eina Shikha. It does not have a din of Shikha, you're allowed to go back to collect it. Torah's Gadish Love, but it has a din of Gadish Ditnan, based on the Mishnah Peah, Omer Sheishbo Sasayim, Shchacho, Einosh, Ein Shikha. That in Omer Sheishbo Sasayim, it does not have a din of Shikha, it has a din of a Gadish, and in that sense, it's like a Gadish. Amar Rabba Barbachana, Amar Reish Lakish, Charev Amorka Vesadana Shikma, Banan Machlokas, Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yosef Rabbanan. That these fancy trees are subject to the Machlokas, Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yosef and the Rabbanan. That according to the Rabbanan, they're Kadosh along with the field, because Ba'in Yafu Makdish, like we said in our Mishnah, and Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yosef would say they're not Kadosh along with the field, because like we said according to Rabbi Shimon, that when you're Makdish, it's Ba'in Ra'ahu Makdish. Vilema Machlokas Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan. Why don't you just say that it's the same Machlokas as Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan? Hakamash Mlan. To Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Svirulei. No, we're trying to highlight that Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yossi, in fact, holds, like the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, that everything is Ba'ayin Ra'a, who Makdish. Hadron Allah, Hamokhra Zabayis, Bez Hashem. Tomorrow, we'll pick up with Daf Ayin Gimel. Elisha will pick up with Daf Ayin Gimel. I will not be here for the next week. Tomorrow, I'll be in Florida, and then I'll be in Eretz Yisrael. So I will be back the following week. Bez Hashem. Thank you.